Thank you, Chair. At the outset, we want to welcome Afghanistan and Lebanon as the two states that have joined us since the Fifth Review Conference. Progress on the universalization is an essential element of strengthening the convention, as well as an obligation for all state parties. As others, we are concerned that there have been only two new states which have acceded the convention in the last 5 years, and we see a clear need for strengthening efforts on universalization and recall the action plan agreed at the Fourth Review Conference. We consider it highly important to ensure regular structured exchanges on all protocols. Some protocols have established meeting formats, such as the meeting of experts of Amended Protocol 2. Others are discussed in the context of the MSP. We regret that in the last review cycle, the argument was made that the CCW is not the right forum to discuss the implementation of the protocols. It is our clear conviction that within a framework convention such as the CCW, it should be possible at any given time to discuss and address specific protocols if there is interest expressed by the high contracting parties. We are seriously concerned about the humanitarian impact caused by incendiary weapons, the suffering they inflict, as well as their long-term impact. We reiterate the importance of having an in-depth exchanges on Protocol 3, including its implementation and strengthening its universalization. Reports about the use of this kind of weapons since the last review conference reinforce our position that we need a clear and structured debate of this protocol. We support Ireland's proposal that the incoming president of the high contracting parties conduct informal consultations on the implementation and universalization of Protocol 3 and report back to the meeting of high contracting parties in 2022. Another issue of concern is the humanitarian impact stemming from the indiscriminate and disproportionate use of mines other than anti-personnel mines, MOTAPAM. A discussion of their use in accordance with international humanitarian law in the CCW seems more than appropriate to us. Therefore, we are supportive of a specific mandate for the meeting of high contracting parties as proposed by some delegations already this morning. During the general debate, many delegations spoke about the serious humanitarian effects of improvised explosive devices, as well as their impact on security and development. It is indeed a very important area of work under Amended Protocol 2, and we acknowledge the important contribution by the group of experts on Amended Protocol 2. We want to underline the humanitarian effects of improvised explosive devices in urban environments, as well as their negative effects on security, stability, and socio-economic development. We fully support the adoption of an updated IED declaration, but at the same time, we don't want to hide the fact that we would have liked to see a more ambitious document, which would have included certain additional elements. Among them, the differential impacts of IEDs on women, girls, boys and men, as well as the full involvement of both women and men in countering this threat. Applying a gender lens to disarmament issues has proven beneficial to advance our common cause of disarmament and strengthening IHL compliance. Of course, at least in our view, main committee one should also take stock of our work with regards to laws. With respect for time constraints, we refer to our statement during the general debate and we'll come back to this under main committee two. Thank you.